Why the Sky is Far Away, a folktale, an origin folktale, retold by Mary Joan Gerson, pictures by Carla Goldman. In the beginning, the sky was very close to Earth. In that time, men and women did not have to sow crops and harvest them. They did not have to prepare soup and cook rice. The children did not have to carry water from a stream or gather sticks for the fire. Anybody who was hungry just reached up and took a piece of the sky and ate it. It was delicious, too. Sometimes the sky tasted like meat stew. Sometimes it like roasted corn, and sometimes like ripe pineapple. There was very little work to do, so people spent their time waving beautiful cloth, carving handsome statues, and retelling tales of adventures. And there were always festivals to prepare for. The musicians practiced, the mask makers carved their masks in secret. And everywhere the children watched the preparations in wonder. But the sky was growing angry because people were wasteful. Most often they took more than they could possibly eat and threw the leftovers onto garbage heaps. I am tired of seeing myself sorrowed and spoiled on every rubbish bin in the land, brewed the sky. So one morning sunrise, the sky turned very dark. Thick black clouds gathered over the Oba's palace, and a great voice boomed out from above. "Oba, mighty one, your people have wasted my gifts. I am tired of seeing myself on heaps of garbage everywhere. I warn you, do not waste my gifts any longer, or they will no longer be yours." The Oba in terror sent messages carrying the sky's warning to every corner of the land. In every village, people were told about the sky's unhappiness. The children were warned never to take a piece of the sky unless they were truly hungry. People were very, very careful. That is, for a while. Then the time arrived for the great festival of the year. It was the festival that celebrated the power of Oba. The most important palace, dancers performed all through the night, and the Oba himself's memorial robes danced for his subjects. By the fifth day, there was a rejection. There was a rejoicing in every home, on every street. The Oba knew, though, that with the dancing and merriment, people might forget the sky's warning. So he made sure no one took more sky than he or she absolutely needed. Now, there was a woman in the kingdom who was never satisfied. She could barely move when she wore all the weighty coral necklaces her husband had bought her. But she craved more for necklaces. She had 11 children of her own, but she felt her house was empty, and most of all, Dece loved to eat. On the very last night of the celebration, Adiz and her husband were invited to Oba's place. There they danced and ate well past midnight. What an evening it was, Adiz thought later, standing in her own garden again. How I wish I could believe tonight. The drumming I heard, the riches I saw, the food I ate. She looked up at the sky, hoping to taste again the cocoa yams and meat stew the sky had offered. She took a swallow. No, she could swallow no more. What have I done? Wait. She had only finished one third of it